From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. The Black experience in Cuba has often been overlooked, and that idea is represented in the work of Afro-Cuban artist Juan Roberto Diago, now on exhibit at the Lowe Art Museum at the University of Miami. WLRN's Alejandra Martinez reports that the exhibit tackles the subject of racism in Cuba.
In a painting called Dia de Reyes, three toy dolls are attached to a white canvas. The dolls are old and have missing legs and arms. There's black paint plastered across their bodies. The artist is Juan Roberto Diago.
Sentir que eres nada, que eres nadie, que no existe.
And the piece is his reaction to people in Cuba, making him feel like he didn't exist.
Eso es un tema muy,
he says muy this común. Feeling was common for many black people in Cuba.
Siempre digo que el racismo es un virus.
Racism is a virus, says Diago. He was born in Cuba in the early 1970s in a poor neighborhood called El Barrio Pogoloti. This was during Fidel Castro's regime, and policies did not reflect reality. Castro vowed to end racism through equal access to jobs and universal education.
But racism can coexist with that kind of egalitarianism.
That's Alejandro de la Fuente. He's a curator of the exhibit at the Lowe Art Museum. Diago, the past of this Afro-Cuban present.
You can have the same salary and still racism finds ways to discriminate people, to differentiate people.
Fuente is also from Cuba. He's the director of the Afro-Latin American Research Institute at Harvard. He's an expert on race and slavery in Cuba. And he found Diago's work through his research.
I'm a historian. I'm a professor of history. But it takes me 250 pages to write what he can put on a canvas.
On that piece with the old dolls, there are also some words.
Tu odio no me mata, soy humano igual que tú.
Your hate doesn't kill me. I'm human the same as you. The title, Dia de Reyes, stands for an old tradition in Cuba. It was the only day African slaves could publicly dance and celebrate.
Y es para decirle a la gente, yo existo. Mírame, en mi fiesta, yo existo, yo vivo.
In Dia de Reyes, Diago's trying to show how black people find a way to celebrate through hardship. Fuente, the researcher, noticed Diago and other Afro-Cuban artists of his generation beginning to make racism the central theme of their work.
They began to develop a visual vocabulary to break the official silence on race and racism in Cuba and to speak unspeakable issues.
Esa misma historia, pero de forma diferente.
Diago wants younger generations to feel a connection to his work.
Con las nuevas generaciones, con los niños, los jóvenes.
You can see like trials and tribulations.
Vincent Pierre Joseph Brown is a third-year architecture student at the University of Miami. He's from Miami Gardens, and he didn't know much about Afro-Cuban history. The first painting you see at Diago's exhibit is called Sin Título, Untitled.
For me, it was just the value of having, like, melanin in your skin.
Sin Título is a painting of a face with black stains as eyes. It has rough stitching that goes across where the mouth would be. The figure stands out against the black canvas.
You can see that it's like he'd been through something through his work.
Brown says as a black man, he relates to Diago's experience.
A lot of it was tied to African culture. And what you are is what you are, and it's valuing what you are.
He believes Diago's artwork is not only about racism, but the freedom to express yourself.
Hay que atacarlo, mencionándolo, y hablando, y gritándolo.
Diago says you kill racism by speaking about it. I'm Alejandra Martinez in Miami.
WLRN reporter Nadege Green contributed to this story. The exhibit is called Diago, The Pasts of This Afro-Cuban Present. It's at the Lowe Art Museum until January 19th. And you can see some of Diago's work at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.